She's a mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Do you have questions about a mortgage? Need some help with real estate? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and we do this every single Wednesday. We are live at 5 on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch. We've got all three going. So if you guys want to check out the show, watch us do it live, make sure that you subscribe to the channel, and you guys got to click on that notification button. Then you've got to click on that bell and make sure that you hit the all. That way, when we do start streaming, you know that we're there and that we are live. You won't miss a single episode. You've got a question for us and you want to get it answered live, you got to watch us Wednesdays live at 5. Now, disclaimer, this is our Christmas show. We are not on next week and we are not on the week after for Christmas and New Year. So get to our channel, subscribe, turn on your notifications so that you don't miss us come the new year. We're going to start talking all about great things, all your New Year's resolutions, buying a house, getting into a house, all that great stuff. But what have we got going for you today? Well, I've got the team on. We've got Carrie. Say hi, Carrie. Look at her.
Hello.
And we've got Heidi as usual.
Hi, everyone.
And we've got Matt. Matt's usually the sound behind the mic, but today he's in.
Hello.
And we've got Manny in.
Hi.
He's super excited to be here, as y'all can tell. We are missing Larry. It is his birthday. We are missing Tiffany. It is her daughter's birthday. And we are missing Cindy because, well, we all know with COVID, we've all got a couple of daycare issues. So we couldn't quite get everybody on, but we tried. You've got a good majority of us. I just thought it would be nice to have a final show.
You got the good ones.
I got the good ones. I got the soul. I have got the soul of Mortgage Mom Radio. I thought that it'd be really good for us to just have a final show, kind of a fun one. We will talk about some mortgage stuff and how things have changed because I've actually got kind of, I don't usually plan a show. It's just sort of what comes out of my mouth is what happens. But I actually kind of had some ideas for today's show. So we'll kind of roll through some things that I think would be good for people to actually listen. I mean, we've done some fun shows before where we don't talk about anything. We're like, you know what? Don't really feel like talking about mortgage today. So what's up with you, Heidi? What's happening?
Yeah, for sure. We've had a lot of fun shows like that.
Yeah.
But they do come here to listen to mortgage. So we have to be careful.
Yeah, we do. We can't do that all the time. No. And then, you know, I want to make sure that I introduce everybody. So Carrie, Carrie's fiance, we're going to call him husband because we know it's happening soon. But it was Drew that actually did sing and write our Mortgage Mom jingle. So Carrie, once again, thank you. We told him when he came that you were coming on board, whether you liked it or not. And guess what? We got what we wanted.
Yeah. Straight off maternity leave.
Yes, we did. This is Mortgage Mom and you do loans. You belong with us.
Yes.
That's the way it went down. So we've got, what do we got going on? Matt, we got anybody watching or saying anything?
Yep. Sorry, I was just sharing it. Aunt Lori is on YouTube saying hi.
Ah, hi, Aunt Lori. I love it that my family gets on. If you guys have any questions at all, I just want to say that again. If you are watching us live on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch, you guys can put your questions in the feed. If you're watching and you have not said hi yet, say hi so we know that you're there. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, there's Aunt Pam on Facebook.
Oh, I love it. Aunt Pam, Aunt Lori. It's going to be our dad. I can't even say my dad. Our dad. So y'all know that Matt's my brother. So our dad's side of the family always gets on. Every now and then we'll see Tracy get on, which is another sibling. But
well, now that everybody can see us, is there any family resemblance? Like, leave it in the comments.
There you go. Leave it in the comments. I love it. So let's go around the room. Let's do some fun stuff. And then we're going to get into the roller coaster of 2020. Carrie, what are the Christmas plans? I see you've got yourself decorated, your fireplace going in the back. I love it.
Yeah. Well, last year we didn't really decorate much just because we had a newborn and then we had a 4-month-old at the time as well. So it was a little hectic. So this year I took a little bit of energy and actually decorated, but no plans really. All my family's in Texas. Drew has family here, but I think just with everything going on, we just want to enjoy the time off. Maybe, hopefully, some time off, maybe just a little bit.
Doesn't Manny look like he's having fun, you guys?
Yeah.
Aunt looks like he's so excited.
Aunt Lori on YouTube says, smile, Manny. And Aunt Pam says, woohoo!
Are you paying him to be here?
Well, he does He does work for me. So when I said, hey, this is a Mortgage Mom team episode. Okay, bye. So you guys are going to do a little, it sounds like you're going to be a little bit of fun. And you know what, Carrie, we're not going to get super, super personal, but if I was listening to the show and I didn't know you or your story or your history, I would hear you say, well, we had a 4-month-old and a newborn. And I'd be like, how the heck did they do that?
Some people don't catch on. It's a medical miracle.
Yeah.
So we have a foster son who now is, I want to say, about 18 months. It goes by so fast, so trying to keep up with how many months they are. And then my son, Luke, is 14 months, just about 14 months old. So I was about 6 months pregnant when we started fostering Jacob. And he came straight from the hospital, the NICU, to us, and we've had him ever since.
That's
so
amazing.
So we're going through the process of adopting, and then we have, you know, and they're cousins. So, but they're going to grow up as brothers. So, brozens.
Yes, brozens. I love it. That's awesome.
Perfect.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, sorry. Aunt Pam on YouTube says, the whole bunch of you look very pretty/handsome tonight.
Aw, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Pam.
Yeah, Aunt Pam always gives us such nice comments. Mm-hmm. Again, if you guys are out there and you're watching, please throw something into the feed. Let us know that you're here. Manny got another smile, Manny. So if you could maybe just laugh for a minute, pretend like you're having fun. That would be fantastic. Heidi, plans. Yeah. What's your Christmas? What's it going to be?
So a little different for us since we moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
Not everyone's here, but my sister Heather and her husband Richard and my cute niece Peyton are actually driving out here on Monday, and they are bringing their horses and everything, and they're going to stay for 2 weeks. So we will have them here.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. Hopefully Jeremy's parents will be able to be here. They're just not sure yet, but it'll be a much smaller Christmas than Debbie knows I normally have.
Yes.
So, but it'll still be a lot of fun. I'm very grateful that some of my family gets to come out.
Yeah. Well, and it's a weird year, right? So smaller the better. Yeah. Actually, this year is probably good, you know, so next year,
it definitely works out well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I am happy to hear that you've got some people coming in, and I'm sure that it's, you're looking forward to some time. And, you know, usually this time of year, and, you know, Carrie and Heidi, you guys, Manny's new to the business, and, you know, Matt's the guy behind the computer, and, you know, he's kind of new to the business, right? But this time of year, it's usually slowing down for us. And, you know, and so you kind of get to enjoy the holiday. And this year it's been so crazy busy, which is fantastic. We are not complaining. I am super duper pumped on it and blessed. And, you know, really, like, I couldn't be more grateful for the fact that we are busy, because usually January and February, I mean, we're really scratching our heads going, oh my goodness, because we get paid a month or two behind, right? So, you know, December and January and February can be kind of bad. And so, you know, I'm very thankful and grateful, but it doesn't feel the same. Usually we slow down. You could take maybe a couple days here and there off, decorate the house, put the lights up outside. And like Manny can tell you, he's mad at me because we have zero lights this year.
Oh boy. Is that why the long face?
Yes. If he had it his way, it would be Christmas vacation lights all over the house. And
oh, I know. I helped him take them down last year.
That's right. I forgot. You did.
Karen on Facebook says hi, and Aunt Pam asks, where can we get some of that Mortgage Mom Radio merch?
Oh, you know what? I don't even sell it. I probably should, right?
Time to open a store.
It's some good Mortgage Mom stuff. For the fam, I will get you guys some and I'll send it out. And if anybody else out there that likes to watch our show would like to have some Mortgage Mom merchandise, you let me know and we'll figure out how to open up some sort of store that you guys can order some. I've never had anybody ask me for my merch. I love it. It's all new stuff, right?
And Drew on Facebook says, I have my own watch party going and we have a lot of peeps watching.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Drew, and everybody over on Drew's watch party. We can't see their comments, right, Matt?
I think if they do, we should be able to see it.
All right.
Honestly, I've never done a watch party.
All right. Well, I haven't either. But Drew, if you don't see any comments coming up on our side, well, they can't even see our comments, right? I don't know. I'm not sure. But Drew, let us know if people are asking questions. Type them into the feed.
Well, I'll share one more thing that's been fun this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, my kids and the grandbaby moved in with me.
Yes.
Well, I haven't had a baby in the house a long time. So we wrapped all the presents. We put them under the tree. And he has day by day unwrapped them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has managed to unwrap everyone's gift but his own. And he has most of the presents.
That's awesome.
But somehow he has managed to pick everyone else's presents.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That is great. That
is great. Put a fence around ours.
Right?
We quarantine the tree from the babies.
Yeah. You know what? I should have called you because I haven't had to do that in years. I never even thought of it. We just threw them down there and every day I come back and there's more paper and a different present in a different spot.
And I just don't do a tree because of cats.
Yeah. Well, Heidi, you said that last year you were going to get like a hanging tree from the ceiling or something, right?
No, 2 years ago, Jeremy hung a tree from the ceiling for me.
Okay.
Because of the cats. Because they were new, and now the cats have been a lot better. But we did go to a fake tree from a real tree because they don't seem as entertained by it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have the same smells. It's not real. Right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That wouldn't stop Chucky.
Right.
Deborah on Facebook says, good evening. And Susie on Facebook says, hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi, Mom.
I love it. See, all of our family gets on. I love it. I'm waiting for, you know, followers, people that love us to get on. I'm just kidding. not really. But all right. So, Matt, I would ask you what you're doing for Christmas, but I'm pretty sure you're coming to my house.
More than likely, yes. I was supposed to go home to Illinois, but, you know, 2020.
Yeah, it's rough. It really is. And, you know, Manny, I'd ask you what you're doing for Christmas, but I already know. So, you'll go over to Maddie's house though, right?
Yes.
Yes. You are so excited. Oh my goodness.
That was a really long elaboration. Next time you should cut it down a little bit. Talk a little less.
Right. All right. So let's talk about the roller coaster of 2020, right? Because it's been quite the roller coaster. And I really feel in the mortgage world, right? Obviously everybody's had a roller coaster of 2020 and you can go into a million different places and subdivisions of where it's been wild. But we're a mortgage show, right? So let's talk about mortgage and how things have been pretty crazy. So, you know, we started off 2020 and we were like, Happy New Year. This is great. We're going for it. It's going to be a good year. You know, rates are good. You know, we're busy. Property values are up. You know, this is amazing. And then all of a sudden, I would say, when was it, Heidi, when we had to, it was so busy and the computer systems weren't ready for the rates to drop that we had to switch our schedules and we had to work from, it was like 2 in the afternoon till 10 at night because that was when less people were on so we could actually get into the system and actually get loans locked and things done. When was that? It was before the shutdown.
That was
it was. So I think it was like end of January, end of February.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that what it was is that coronavirus was being talked about in China because I remember hearing about it like in during the holidays last year. Thanksgiving was kind of sort of talking about it or Christmas or it was end of year Christmas, I think. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think whatever it was that was going on really started to bring the rates down pretty significantly, really fast. And it was just all of a sudden it was like this charge towards every single person that wanted to refinance to get that low rate jumped in to get it, right? And then all of a sudden, we're busy and we're working long hours. I mean, and we said, oh, we're coming in at 2, work until 10, and I'd still get in early in the morning. And you're like, well, so much for working different hours. I'm like,
right.
Can't. So we're working until 10, 11 o'clock at night. I mean, for weeks on end, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like stay-at-home orders. And everybody had to stay at home and people were losing jobs and the market started to freak out. Right. And we didn't know what to do. So you went home.
Yep.
And we went home. Me and Manny went home and Matt, you went home and me and Manny pull out the RV because I'm like, there is no way that I can work from home. I don't have an office set up. Manny doesn't have an office set up. There is no way we can work from home. So then it was, you know, we pulled out the RV, parked it in front of the house and started trying to work from the RV. But then the reception, the internet is awful, right? Because you're trying to get Wi-Fi from a house outside in the street through the RV, right? But it was terrible, but we made it work. And every single day I was like, I was glued to the TV. You know, it was, what were we watching, Manny?
Fox News Channel.
Yeah, every day. And we're like waiting for, you know, Trump to come on and do his daily briefing. And I would be working and Manny's like, stop, Mom, stop. The Supreme Leader's on because that's what he named him, right?
I remember that because I was calling you because I didn't have cable. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I think that everybody started to panic and freak out, right? So mortgages started to, mortgage companies started throwing overlays and everything started to change. So all of a sudden rates went through the roof, right? And what were some of the things you guys can remember that came out that changed? It was like overnight things stopped.
Or requirements, cash out. I think they completely removed cash out from any jumbo loans.
Yep.
If I remember, that was one of the first things. Mm-hmm. Credit score requirements for certain programs went up.
Investment properties.
Mm-hmm. There was no cash out on investment property and you couldn't do an investment property unless you had 700 credit score or better. You couldn't pull cash out of a property, even on an FHA loan or a VA loan, unless your credit score was 700 or better. And all of our basically non-QM, which a lot of people would refer to or understand subprime, stopped, went away. No more bank statement programs, no more self-employed borrower. It was gone, right?
Yep.
And rates went almost like in a day up like a point or a point and a half.
Oh, yeah. I thought for sure I was going to have to open a taco stand or something.
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much thought mortgage was over. Like, oh, my goodness. Brace yourselves. Like, this is going to be bad, right?
Yeah.
And then they came out and they said, well, we're going to lower the prime rate to almost zero, which is my favorite. God. It was almost zero, right?
Yeah.
And then the calls started flooding in.
A flood of calls.
Flood of calls.
So the interest rate is zero, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So you can change. We can refinance my house now at zero, right? No, that's not what that means. But, you know, so that was kind of the roller coaster, right? And then as time went on and people did start getting back to work, they started to lift a lot of those guidelines. And there's still some that are in place today. So we have a couple of our bank statement programs back for our self-employed borrowers, not very many. The majority of our equity lines of credit dried up. So TCF stopped writing those seconds. So those are a lot harder to come by, a lot harder to get. So when we do a first and a second combination, it's very, very difficult to do right now. There's little hard. Gonna leave it at that. It's a little hard. We're gonna probably try to come up with a different option other than an equity line of credit if we can. Down payment assistance changed.
Oh.
Right? It changed in a big way.
Yeah, so, it changed a lot. It really changed from, I guess I'll give a personal opinion. This is not a mortgage advice opinion.
Yeah.
From being a benefit to those that maybe had a little bit of money, but not quite enough, or wanted to keep the money in the bank, to really, if you have the money, don't use it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They got definitely worse, and, they haven't really come back from what I can tell. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really researched them in a while. I know, Carrie, you've actually done a good amount of Texas loans. You've been looking at the down payment assistance programs out in Texas. We're doing, you know, the majority of our clients are here in California just because this is where we physically are. But we do obviously loans in many, many states. Have you looked into CalHFA recently? Have you seen any recent changes?
I think they've come back a little bit to where they were. I know I just took a course for Texas DPA, and there's actually a lot of counties in Texas that are offering grants on top of the DPA programs to help cover for additional closing costs or for principal reductions as Ooh. Well. There's specified counties, and they give you like a limit, you know, I think Williamson County was like 3,000, but there are counties out there that still want to just give people money and their grants, so you don't have to pay them back, which is nice, on top of your DPA program. So I think Texas is a little more laid back with their programs, but they're also a little more laid back with their lockdowns too. So I'm not sure if it's just the way the state's handling everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, and we'll research it when we come back next year in January. We'll definitely do some research on the down payment assistance for California and let you know where things are at. Do they look a little bit better than they did the last time that we checked into them? I'm going to be totally honest with you. And I'm the first to admit when I don't know something, I'm not going to give an opinion either way. The last time that I looked into them, couple months back, they still were not at a place that I would want to use that program if there was any other way to get the money as a down payment without having to. So we'll do a whole episode on down payment assistance next year when we come back. Hopefully it's going to be a whole new year. That's what we're hoping for.
It'll be Debbie and Carrie.
Yes, that's fine. me and Carrie will do the down payment assistance show.
I'll be on when we bring back the bank statement loans and the,
yeah,
you know.
I like it, yeah.
Just catching up on a couple comments here. Heather on Facebook says, hi, everyone.
Hi, Heather. Good to see you following. If you have questions or you have any comments, put them in the feed.
And Susie on Facebook says, Carrie did an amazing job on our refinance in Texas. So easy and fast and a great rate.
Ah, look at you, Carrie. Love it.
Thanks again, Mom.
Oh, we love our family.
That's the loan you don't want to mess up on, so let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh. And honestly, my mom's
the one that does.
Yeah, my mom's been in the business. She was in real estate mortgage. So you would think that her being in the business, it would be easier doing a loan for her. But it's one of those things where it says, okay, Mom, I'm not going to have your approval for 5 days, and then she'll call me every single day. Is my approval in? So when they say working with family is easier, don't believe them. But yeah. I have basically refinanced all of my family I think everybody in America has basically refinanced if they can this
yeah.
year.
And if they haven't already, they need to. I know that there's a lot of people that have hoped to and haven't been able to. Maybe they did lose a job and they're, you know, unemployed at the moment. I really do think that interest rates are going to stay low. They're telling us through 2021. It could be into 2022. You know, will it last that long? Obviously, we don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. Things can change overnight, like we all saw. You know, this year was an absolute roller coaster, and all of the different guidelines that kept changing on a daily basis. We could do it one day. We couldn't do it the next. We literally got phone calls saying, if you don't fund this loan by the end of this month, and I mean, this was like 10 days before the end of the month, your loan's gone. We have no investor to take it. You know, it was definitely a very hairy year. I'm going to put it that way. You know, I mean, obviously for everybody it was, right? But in it was stressful, right? Do you remember that call, Heidi?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget it?
Yeah. And there was, like five of them or six.
How are we going to get these done?
Yeah.
let me start working on it.
Right. Let me roll. But yeah, well, next year we're hoping for a much better year. That is for sure. So Manny was new to the show, not the show. I mean, Manny's actually the one that started the show. He was doing all of the sound, right? So let's talk a little bit about Manny. So Manny was doing all of the sound. We were recording the show. We weren't on Facebook yet. We weren't on YouTube. We weren't doing video, but we were recording the show. And then, you know, after I had stopped going to the station and doing it live, I was done. You know, it was 6 days a week, and the Saturday was early in the morning, and driving all the way to LA and doing the show live from the station, driving all the way back home. And by that time, you feel like a zombie your entire Saturday. So I got really one day off, right? So we started actually recording the show from the studio, and Manny would actually take the recording and create the show and send it to the station. And that's how Manny kind of started with us, right? And this year's been a roller coaster for Manny. So he went from sound, which Matthew has taken over, and he has gone to labeling and creating files, right? And now he is doing our CDs. I mean, now he's a pre-closer. You know, he's working himself through the ranks, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah,
you, Manny.
Yeah,
not exactly a raconteur.
No, I'm kind of thinking Manny's probably not going to take over someday as the mortgage son.
I wonder where you got that idea.
I'm really not.
I won't
sure.
go live.
He will not go live. I love it. But it's been a, you know, big busy year, right? So what were some of the other things that have changed, right? There's oh my goodness, it's been a nonstop roller coaster, and I think that it's good for people to understand how many changes have happened. Okay, so let's talk about forbearance, right?
Yeah.
That was a big one. So COVID hits, stay at home orders, what's the first thing that happens? People want to go into forbearance, right? So there were no guidelines from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA. So the banks started making their own guidelines. So the lenders did, because they didn't know what to expect, what was going to come out. Could they get the loan sold after they funded them if they didn't, you know, abide by some sort of new underwriting guideline that came out that we weren't aware was coming, right? Interest rates changed. They added a half a point to any kind of a refinance. You know, Fannie Mae did. I mean, so much stuff has changed, right? What do you got? You keep staring at me.
Oh, no, I was just listening intently, but we do have a couple comments.
Usually when he stares at me, he's got something to say.
No, but I go ahead and finish, but we do have a question.
No, go. Oh, okay. I love questions.
So just to catch up on a couple comments, Dad's here, says hello. Karen says, congratulations, Matt and Manny. Thank you. And Heather on Facebook says, for someone looking to buy a home maybe in the spring or summer, how far in advance do you recommend they start the loan process?
Ooh, good question. So Carrie, what would you say to that? What's your answer?
I would say the sooner the better. You can start now, get pre-approved. Your pre-approval will last, you know, as long as you keep your credit good and you're not going out and spending a million, you know, buying crazy stuff. As long as you're just consistent with how, you know, you look on paper, all we would need to do is update your income docs, update your credit score, things like that when you're ready to buy. But it's better to at least look into it now, because if you're not in a position, we can tell you how to get into a position, how to help with your credit score, if you need to save more money for a down payment. So it'd be nice to have a couple months heads up you know, if you do have to get into a position, but the sooner the better. Mm-hmm. Plus, once you get pre-approved, it's like, you know, a hole in your pocket. You just want to go out and buy it. It ends up happening like right away.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say? What comes to mind for you, Heidi?
You know what? Honestly, for me, I think having a conversation with somebody that can provide you the information right away, to me, would be the best step. And then depending on your education level, how comfortable you are with your income, your assets, your credit, would, for me, depend on when you should really go and get pre-approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so both of those answers are exactly correct. So, you know, you really need to know how much money do you need and how much, you know, where does your credit score need to be and do we need to clean that up a little bit? And for all you self-employed borrowers, I hate to shock everybody listening, but tax season's right around the corner. Right? But for self-employed borrowers, you might need to know, you know, how much money, where am I at right now today with my tax return from 19? What does 20 need to look like in order to qualify? So it would be really, really good if you're thinking spring to actually get started now. Start talking to us, have that conversation, schedule that appointment, get an idea for what you need and how much that you need and where does your credit score need to be. And, you know, and if you find out that everything is in line and that you're perfect and ready to go, you've got the money, the credit score's there, you absolutely qualify to get the loan. Like Carrie said, you might be excited and you might get ready to get out there and start looking. And trust me, there's not a lot of homes on the market right now. So it really might take you 6 months to get an offer accepted, and you might make 10 or 15 offers before yours does get accepted, because there are 10, 15, 20 offers on every single property. So, you know, as much as, you know, you might want to start looking a couple of months ahead of, you know, of when you want to get closed, you actually need a little bit more time than that. So I think you're both right on. It's just a matter of kind of where you're at in the process and the education level and all that good stuff. So
are you buying a house?
I am not at the moment. No, I'm not. He's trying. Manny is trying to get me to buy a house, and I'm not doing it. I'm good where I'm at. We just remodeled, so no.
I think Manny should get his own place.
I do too, because I've been staring at his room, and I'm thinking it'd be a really nice office space.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think Manny's going to stay with me for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I was out at about his age, and Dad turned my room into a secret weapons cache.
Yes.
It also costs about $5 to buy a home in Chicago where you live.
Well, it's not Chicago. It's Illinois, and it is more than $5, but it is definitely less expensive than California. I see Kelly's on. Kelly, thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Look at that. We missed her with the big old heart next to me. Appreciate it. Love ya. Speaking of getting pre-approved, that was a great question from Heather. Thank you so much. I realized the other day, you know, we get so busy and it's hard to kind of keep up, right? So the other day I was kind of looking at the website. What brought me there? I have no idea. And I started looking at all of the home buyer workshops that I did, that I started on YouTube, because I was wanting to make sure that I could get all of the information that I used to do the workshops in person, and we'd have, you know, big crowd come out and we would do it in person. I was wanting to get them on YouTube where anybody that wanted to learn and get educated could do it on their own time and do it from their couch or do it from, you know, their bathtub. Because trust me, I do a lot of learning on YouTube from a bathtub. So, you know, that's really where I went with that and why I made those workshop videos. And then I realized I made those at the beginning of 2019. They're old. They don't even have the right information in them anymore. So I did spend a good majority of my day, I think it was Monday, and I did completely rebuild the PowerPoint, and I am going to put out a brand new home buyer workshop. Me and Matt just need to come up with a date to actually record it, but it is going to mm-hmm. happen within the next week or two, especially since we don't have a show next Wednesday or the Wednesday after. So come the new year, there will be a brand new workshop on YouTube. So if you are not subscribed to the channel and you do want to get educated and you do have your New Year's resolution to buy a home next year, it'd be really, really good for you to watch that. And I'm going to take you beginning to end through that workshop. Where do you even get started? What do terms mean? What is escrow? Why is there escrow in my payment? Why am I sending money to an escrow company? Is it one and the same thing? No, it's not. So I'm going to take you through all of the terms and teach you and get you going and ready and educated. What are closing costs? How much are they? What are they for? Because that's my favorite part about closing costs. why am I paying this? What is that? Right? It's very confusing. So I'm going to take you start to end. I'm not going to actually break it out into chunks of just, you know, little 20, 30 minute videos, multiple videos. I'm going to actually take you start to finish like I was doing a workshop with you in person. And obviously you can stop, pause, rewind, get back to it, you know, at a later date to complete it and to finish it. But I'm going to do it all in one shot. I'm going to give you guys 2.5-3 hour full-on homebuyer workshop. So again, if you guys have not already, make sure that you do go to YouTube, look for Mortgage Mom Radio, subscribe to the channel, click on that notification bell, and then you have to click all. That way you know that that video came out. So I might actually get Carrie and Heidi involved in that workshop because I think maybe you guys could take a couple of pieces of it to give me a break, right?
It's so sweet.
I know. You guys are awesome.
I'm in.
Yeah. You guys wouldn't work for me if you weren't fantastic. So it is kind of hard, though, to talk for 3 solid hours without stopping. So we'll have to come up with some sort of production plan. We might have to get Drew involved to get the production going. Right. We'll get Drew and Matt together to make it awesome. But it's going to be a really good one, and it's going to be relevant. It's going to be 2021, and all of the information, like we talked about last week, you know, loan amounts have changed. Guidelines are different today than they were.
Matt's got something.
Sorry, I forgot that I'm on camera.
What do you got?
So, okay, back a little bit. Erica said, hi, everyone. Heidi, your Christmas tree is pretty. Dad said that was after the second time you moved out. That's right. I did move back in so I could go back to school full time. And Aunt Pam says, I can't wait for that presentation. It's confusing. And then Aunt Pam said, don't lie. You can talk for 3 days.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, it is possible. It is possible. Where are we at? We're at 5:36. All right. So I just want to make sure we don't. I guess we could always go to Mortgage Mom After Dark if we ran over. If you guys are out there and you're watching, you haven't said anything yet, let us know that you're here. Put something in the feed. Say hi. We'd love to say hi from, you know, talk to you, know that you're here, know that you're watching. If you guys have questions for us, throw them in the feed just like Heather did. We want to answer those for you. If you guys are listening on Saturday morning on radio, you guys can catch us on YouTube live. We are live at 5, and that is Pacific time. And the reason that I say that is I have to get used to it. Because I am working very hard to get us on a couple of more radio stations for 2021. So every year I have a goal, right? My goal for 2020 was YouTube. And I think we finally got the Zoom down. It's not breaking. It's not echoing. Everybody's in. We're clear. I know the sound hasn't broken. I know. Knocking on the wood. But we finally got the YouTube down. This is going great. It's awesome. I love it. I love that you guys can, you know, watch us do it. And then we just take the sound and we throw it at the station. And next year, 2021, I want to be able to get in a couple more markets. I want to be able to help our Texas clients. We've done a lot of loans out there and we have a lot of clients in Texas. I really want to help our Georgia clients. We've done a lot of loans in Georgia. I mean, how many do you think that we've done this year, Carrie? Just you. And we've done a ton of vets. I mean, just ton of vets in Georgia, right?
Yeah, I think just this month, the last couple of weeks was 2 or 3 we've already closed.
Yeah.
You know, we're consistently closing at least 2 or 3, or at least I'm handling those ones. And we're not really advertising out there. I mean, that's just one referral partner that we have.
But it's going great.
I can't imagine if we were on the radio out there, how much more we would get. But I love it. I love working with Georgia. A little bit easier than California. It's not a community property state, which helps.
It does. It does. Yes. A little bit lower price ranges, which make it a little bit easier. It is an attorney state. So it's nice because when the client goes in to sign, they fund. You know, it's just immediate. So it is a little bit easier. I see Karen asking me about Idaho. Yeah, I'm working on it. I swear. Heidi's going to chime in on that one. I know it. She has been on me 4 months now to get my Idaho license. So I promise maybe I can do that through the break. You know, we don't really get a break, but through the radio break, maybe I can work on Idaho, get that done.
I was just about to ask you, so how long are we off for? I'm waiting for my break days.
Yeah, we're going to all get a couple. We all need a couple. We all deserve a couple. That is for sure. Definitely. We're a little bit busier this year. Like I started the show off saying, we're a little bit busier this year than we are in normal years, right? So it's been very difficult to try to take time, but we do all deserve time. You guys definitely deserve time. I couldn't do what I do without all of you. And, I do wish it, Larry and Cindy and Tiffany could have been on as well with us, but I really can't do what I do without you ladies and gentlemen. And it's kind of weird to say gentlemen because, well, I guess we've always had Larry. So it's always been girls and Larry. And so now I've got Manny and now I've got, Madden. We all deserve a couple of days. So we're going to definitely all huddle together. I think tomorrow morning we'll all get on a call together and we'll kind of divvy out who's taking what days. Because obviously somebody's got to be available. We can't just shut it down and go black.
Right.
But I do think that everybody deserves a couple of days. So we'll all get together and huddle up on that one.
Well, you're amazing, Debbie. We all appreciate you.
Aww.
I know you have an amazing thing going. One thing I do miss about being in the office is listening to you on the phone and listening to you talking to clients. just because you can pick up tips and, plus you get the people that call in and go, is this really Debbie from the radio station? So that's always fun to hear.
Yeah, Matt's actually had a couple of those calls too, right?
Yeah. They're like, wait, Matt from the show? You read the comments.
Yeah, and when I talk to people, I'll say, okay, so, this is what we're doing. Once you do the application, then you're either going to hear from me or from Heidi, the other one on the show, because I do have to make sure they understand that it's really us. You're really getting us. We're really doing this, right? And even if, today, we had one of your clients, Carrie, that you started it and Heidi scrubbed it out. And obviously, I'm watching over everything. And so the emails were coming in and I didn't see you guys respond. And I want fast responses. And that doesn't mean you didn't do a good job. It was just you're on something else. Right. I mean, sometimes it takes a minute to get to email. So I happened to see it. And so I just, replied immediately and said, look, I've looked at it. Carrie's looked at it. Heidi's looked at it. It looks great. We would never submit it to underwriting if we didn't expect it or anticipate it to be approved. Not concerned whatsoever. And it just makes people feel good. And when you've got a team like us, we're a different team. We're all working together to make the deal work, and to get it done and to get it done for you. And I think that part of it is really important. And, if you can't work with us the way that we work, then you can't work with me. I gotta tell you that.
Over on YouTube, Soleil, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I think we've gone through this a couple times. Yes.
Every time I do that, I butcher the name. She says, hi there, glad to see you all. Karen sent a heart reaction, and Aunt Pam said, that's great, queen of all media.
I love it. So yeah, so my goal next year is to, because Carrie, you've done fantastic at Texas, fantastic in Georgia. So my goal is to really try to at least get into those markets, because I think that, especially in Georgia, we've got a couple of different military bases there. And, we've been able to help so many vets this year that it feels so good that I really want to try to get us a little bit more business going in those states. We just recently got licensed in Florida. I don't know if I've even said that on the show yet, but I've had it for about a month or two. So Aunt Pam, if you or Erica or anybody of our other family members in Florida need help, we can help you now. And Karen, yes, I will work on Idaho, I promise. But we are, I've got it going. I'm doing as many as I can right now. the education piece is, it's fun to try to juggle all that, but it's good and it helps. And if anybody is listening that is in another state, the show is on podcast, the show is on YouTube, even though we're, here in California locally, and this is where we talk about the market most. If you have a question about your specific state, or you want to know where is your loan limit, or you want to know about down payment assistance, if it is a state that we lend in, we will absolutely get you that information. And it is as easy as calling us. So all you have to do is call. I'm going to give you the number. It's going to sound like a pitch right now. 844-935-3634. get on the calendar and talk to us. You guys can talk to Heidi. You can talk to Carrie. You can talk to me. Ask for who you want to talk to. It's not a big deal. We'll get you scheduled. And you're going to talk one-on-one with us, and we are going to make sure that, you know, we get you the answers that you need to have. The other thing you could do is make sure you're watching us live on Wednesdays and then put your questions in the feed, and we're going to answer them there too. But, we, you know, our goal with this show is to get you education, get you the advice that you need, and make sure that you're moving forward and you're making the right decisions for you and your family. I've probably told 7 or 8 different people this week that a refinance did not make sense. And I say it all the time, all of the time. And there are loans that I could talk people into doing easily. I could easily talk people into doing it and explaining how it would benefit them. I'm not after the fast dollar. I want people to remember me as, that was the woman that was the straight shooter. That was the woman that gave us the good advice. That was the woman that, you know, didn't take advantage of us, and we can go to her and we can ask her questions and get it answered, you know, the right way. I mean, Heidi, that's why you work with me. I mean, we talk about this all the time, right?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, you know, funny enough, my dad called me yesterday and was like, well, what do you think? Should I refinance? So I pulled the numbers. I said, I wouldn't. I mean, you can, you know, he plans on keeping his house forever, but I'm like, really, with what you owe, where your rate is now, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and he's like, yeah, I'll think about it. And I was like, yeah, just, you know, I don't see why.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't want anybody doing anything that just doesn't make sense. So, you know, but one of the girls that I talked to today, I told her, I gave her the, you know, I put her in a position of, here is what your homework is. Do this, do this, do this, and do this. And in the next 6 months, while interest rates are still low, because I'm going to guess that they are going to be. Now, obviously, I could be wrong, but even if I did a refinance today, it wouldn't have benefited her enough to do it. So if she can do this, 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 and this, and I gave her a game plan, in 4 to 6 months from now, she's going to be in a totally different scenario where we talk about a completely different mortgage, a completely different refinance, and she's only got to do it one time. You know, and that's the important stuff, is that somebody's got to be able to take you through what is the best for you and how should you do it, and should you do it now or should you wait? And Carrie, I get responses all of the time from people that have talked to you because I didn't have room on the calendar and they didn't want to wait. And that's usually when they get to Carrie. And I get emails all of the time about how great that you were and how much that you helped. And, you know, like I said,
so Carrie's clients love her because yeah. I get a lot of those loans and they absolutely love Carrie. But Carrie said this, Carrie was so sweet. I'm like, I know. She's great. I'm like, and she has not gone anywhere. She's still with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, it's awesome. What is going on?
So Soleil did confirm I said the name right. So
nice. We're going to have to remember that next time.
Hopefully I did it right this time as well. And then Aunt Pam says, I may notarize some of your documents on Ron. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would. She's actually working on getting approved. So there was a big thing that came out. California is not one of the states yet that are approved. I think New York is the other state that is not approved for it yet. But there is an actual way that you can do notary, they don't have to come out to your house anymore. Well, we might have to have Aunt Pam on to explain how it works. I don't know if it's like you're Zooming with the notary, or I don't know if it's just all electronic, but they're notarized. I don't exactly understand how it works. Oh. But, you know, obviously in today's day and age with things changing as much as they are, they actually just got this approved. And in, I think it's 47 or 48 states have that approved for mortgage. So Aunt Pam's taking the test and the classes and learning how to do it. So she might be notarizing some of our Florida stuff.
All right. And Dad wants to know, what's wrong with keeping your house forever?
Did I say there was something wrong?
Nothing. I think it's great. Yeah. I'm very happy. One day it might be mine.
And then Aunt Pam says, notary cam, remote online notary through a platform.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, she knows more about it than, I mean, I've heard about it and I know what's going on with it. I just don't know specifically how it works yet.
I know who the first guest of 2021 is going
to
be.
That's right. We'll have Aunt Pam on to explain to us how notary cam works. But I'm guessing because it's got cam at the back of it, you are somehow on some sort of camera being, you know, notarized, watching them sign. So I'm just kind of wondering, how do you actually verify that it is the person if you're not in person? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Driver's license, same
up
way
an
they
ID,
do anyway.
Yeah.
ID. There's a lot of ways to fool it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, before you know it, it's going to be like 2025, and we're all going to have to, like, you know, pull down our pants and sit on something for it to scan our butt cheek to know that it's us, right?
Only you would go with the butt cheek. Most people would go the fingerprint or even the eyeball scan or,
yeah,
you know,
I think it would be hard.
Wrist.
I know, but people like file off their fingerprints. Like, I think it'd be harder to file off something back there. I'm just saying.
You know some very strange people.
Hey, we've got to keep this entertaining. At the end of the day, it's still a show, right? yeah, but anyway, so that's been the year. It's been a roller coaster. Definitely things have massively changed. Forbearance change. They keep changing what we can and cannot do with the forbearance. So, you know, at this point in time, if you did go into forbearance and you have made three payments in a row, you should be able to do your refinance. But Heidi, you just found something new out. So why don't you, you know, we're learning, right? We're hearing one thing, thinking we can do it one way. And then we're hearing again to do it another way. Manny, you're getting yelled at by Aunt Lori to smile again. So give us the latest. What is the absolute latest? You just got it this week from underwriting. What did you hear on the forbearance plan?
So if they essentially went into deferment first, right, didn't make their payments, then they took that deferment amount, put it on the back end of their loan, which is forbearance. Even if they made their most recent 3 months payments, that back end amount has to be paid in full before we can refinance them.
Wow. That's different from what we heard before just last week.
Yep.
The roller coaster of mortgage. That's all I'm saying. So if you want to know the up-to-date, most the most valuable information, you got to call us direct. Anyway, so this is about the end of the hour. We might have gotten three smiles out of Manny. That was fantastic. We love it. We know that he absolutely does not like being on the camera, so we won't make him do this again. We absolutely won't.
Oh, no, we have to.
Yeah. Wait. I believe I pled the same exact thing. I wasn't going to be on radio. Then I definitely wasn't going to be on video. And just saying.
Yeah. True. 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 We'll see how he does the next time.
Yeah.
All right. So do you guys, anybody have anything that they want to say before we end the show?
I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and get some time with family, whether it's, you know, physical or remote or, you know, carrier pigeon. I don't know. But I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and get some rest.
How about you, Carrie? You got anything?
Basically the same. Happy holidays. I love my family. They're all in Texas. My mom is not doing any Christmas this year. She has been battling an autoimmune thing going on, and so she's not even having my nieces and nephews over who are local, so she unfortunately is going to be doing a Zoom Christmas, but we'll call her. But other than that, yeah, just happy holidays and enjoy the time off and count your blessings. I know I'm excited to have a day off, at least a day, just one. Otherwise, yeah, I'll be back on the weekend.
I love it. Manny, you got anything? Manny, call Manny. Go have fun.
I don't know. Go have fun like we are.
Go have fun. Go have fun. Go to Glamis. Yeah, go to Glamis. Go to Glamis. That's our goal. We're hoping to get out there.
And I would say, you know, stay safe. If you're going to Zoom with family, try to pick a off-peak time, because I guarantee you servers are going to be overloaded and you're going to have a hard time talking to people.
That's a good piece of advice. Yeah, I would have never even thought about that. But you and your family back in Illinois, you guys Zoom a lot.
Yeah.
And did you find at Thanksgiving that there were some rough times?
Thanksgiving wasn't too bad, but I can't remember if that was FaceTime or Zoom. But yeah, there have been holidays, though, where we've had a really rough time.
Okay. Good advice. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. So my advice is, which we've done before, but as the mom, I'm telling you guys, do not spend too much money on Christmas. Keep your debts low. Start to make a game plan. Know what you do want to do in 2021. If you don't write it down, you will not accomplish it. If you don't research it or talk to somebody, you won't make it happen. And that goes for anything. Buying a car, fixing your credit, buying a house, whatever that New Year's resolution is, losing weight. If you do not write it down, do not create a game plan about how you're going to execute it and make it happen, and then literally revisit what you wrote down on a daily basis, you will not get there. So that is mom's advice for the end of the show. Start thinking about what you guys want to do in 2021. Make those plans and then accomplish them. And we want to help you accomplish them if it is something that we can, you know, help you with. So obviously I can't help you buy a car, but we want to help you accomplish those things. So we hope that you guys all have a wonderful holiday season. We are off now next week and the week after. We will be back. What is our date back, Matt? January 6th. Okay. And that's our Wednesday?
Yeah, because Christopher's birthday is Monday the 4th.
Okay, well, there you go. Look at that. So we'll be back on.
I know that.
We'll be back on Wednesday, January the 6th. So make sure you guys go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, make sure you click that bell button, and then you have to click the bell button again to turn on the alls. And for anywhere you guys are watching us, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Twitch, please make sure you guys like the show. You guys have to like the video because that gives us a good algorithm, try to get out there and, you know, get more people watching. So what do we got? Let's see. Oh, look at that. Dad knows that January the 6th is Three Kings Day. Soleil gives us some happy faces. Aunt Pam says, happy holidays to y'all. Wear your masks. Yes. Good piece of advice. I like that too. And I would have sent Matt Coors Light, but no one would ship it. Yes, that would be a very perfect. Oh, look at that. Manny even put his mask on. Yeah. You know, if Manny would have worn that the whole show, we would have had no idea he wasn't smiling.
Hey, Dad, I'm pretty sure that there's a way you can ship some cherry Dr. McGillicuddy's. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's good. Do they make it in diet, though? That's what I want to know. Anyway, we hope you guys all have a fantastic, fantastic couple of weeks, fantastic holiday season. From Mortgage Mom Radio, from my family to yours, we hope that it's amazing. Look for that home buyer workshop, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom. She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Interest rates are really low right now, and you know how you could take advantage? Well, get into a shorter term mortgage. If you could get the same payment that you have right now today, but you could cut some time off of that mortgage, what better way to look into your financial future? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's go over your scenario together. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can contact me right through the website, and I will give you a call.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.